This is Bob Steinkamp. I wonder if you would give me a couple minutes before Charlene begins to teach about forgiveness for me to introduce what she's going to be saying. The question I've been asked most often over these past 20-something years is, what brought you home? At times, I've been tempted to say, my old blue Plymouth with slick tires, but I haven't. I've thought about that a lot. What did bring me home? If you've read any of our books, you might have read where I've written, I could no longer push her buttons. I couldn't get under her skin. But you know, that's only half of it. I couldn't get under her skin because she had forgiven me. Well, there's not time to tell you the things I was doing, and I really don't want to. Charlene could forgive me each and every day. I had no idea what was involved in her forgiveness. She held no animosity, no desire for revenge against me, against the other person, against any of the people involved in our mess that ruined our marriage. My wife despises having me boast on her, but I'm going to boast on her just for a second. Charlene has made more application of forgiveness than any other person I know except for my Jesus. Time and time again, she had occasion to say, that's it, Bob, you're out of here. Yet she's chose to forgive and just keep on loving me with unconditional love, not with tough love that says, if you don't do right, I'm going to do wrong and dump you. She would forgive me. I'm hesitant to mention it, but I want to tell you about one incident. Charlene had come in from work, and we were having a go-around about something. The kids were in the family room, and I hit her, as often happened. I knocked her on the floor. As my wife got up, you know what she said? Wow, I wasn't expecting that. I'm sure before bedtime that night, Charlene had forgiven me for what I did. Can you see where I'm going? My wife has a secret that she wants to share with you in these next 5 sessions. If you can spend about an hour listening to an expert tell about forgiveness, you'll be helped. So let's go now and hear what my wife, the woman I love so much I married her twice, has to say about forgiveness.
Do you know that you can have victory and peace in your heart, regardless of your marriage problems that you have right now? Allow Jesus Christ to be your Savior and Lord of your life every day. Ask Him to rescue you from your trials and tribulations. He is the only one that can change your life and marriage. Will you cry out for His wisdom, His knowledge, and His direction in your life and marriage today? Lord, I pray for this dear friend to have your righteousness, your peace, and joy to come into their heart today, that you will reveal your truth to have victory and freedom in their heart and life, following your will, your way, to receive your love in your grace and your mercy. Lord, I pray for this teaching to touch them, to give them hope and encouragement, and may you show them your will and way for their life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Are you battling unforgiveness in your heart regarding your husband or wife, or possibly somebody else that has wounded or hurt you many years ago? Have you forgiven your husband or wife for their part of your marriage problems? Now, let me ask you a real serious question. Did it upset you when I suggested you forgiving your spouse? I found out before Bob ever returned home that I had to forgive Bob for our marriage problems. This is a must for marriage restoration. Just recently, we ordered new license plates that say, forgive them. The word forgive is even in red and in big block letters. And then at the bottom is our website address. All you see is 2 very large words, forgive them. One line, forgive. The next line, them. Will you forgive your husband, your wife, or others today? We're so excited about proclaiming this new message to the world. Forgive them. Just imagine how the Holy Spirit could use these 2 words to minister to so many hurting people who are holding grudges and have so much hurt, anger, and unforgiveness in their hearts. These people can receive freedom and victory by applying the Lord's principles into their lives, by confessing their sins, by asking Jesus Christ to become their Savior and Lord of their lives, by forgiving others, by choosing to forgive those who have or are sinning against them right now. My prayer is that you will allow the Holy Spirit to do some open heart surgery on your hurting, bleeding, wounded, rejected, and yes, abused heart today. I know the many emotions and feelings that you wrestle with each and every day, but you can receive victory in your life by learning the power of applying forgiveness to others so that you can live a life of joy, peace, and freedom in spite of your marriage problems. Are you thinking, me? Forgive my spouse? Look at what they're doing. What about my children? My spouse is destroying our marriage and our family. Look at my finances, my home, and look at me. What about my feelings? I hurt so much. When is this going to end? Me? Forgive my spouse when they keep on sinning? Bob and I have heard it all. I understand. I know what you're thinking because I lived a life of unforgiveness more than 20 years ago, and then I divorced my husband thinking that I would get rid of all my stress, my anxiety, my anger, my bitterness, my resentment, and my hatred that I had for my husband Bob and for the other person. But that did not happen. Bob and I had marriage problems off and on for 19 years of our marriage, as you can read in our books. And I kept a record of Bob's wrongs. I had never forgiven my husband for his unfaithfulness in our marriage. If you know Bob's testimony, he had been abused as a child, and he started reading girly magazines when he was young, and it grew into pornography and then into sexual immorality. But God had a plan and a purpose for Bob. After our divorce, and Bob lived in the far country, being a prisoner of the enemy, God was still moving on Bob's life. He had not given up on him. In God's timing, the Lord touched and changed Bob's life completely. Bob received victory through Jesus Christ the Lord by him obeying the Lord and his coming home, just like the prodigal son, asking for forgiveness, as in Luke chapter 15. My prayer is that you will never give up on your beloved husband or wife, or give up on our awesome, mighty God. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this privilege in sharing your amazing freedom we can have when we forgive others. Lord, comfort and heal this dear person who has been shocked, wounded, rejected, and has been hurting regarding their marriage problems. Father, you know all their pain and their suffering that they have been going through. Father, this dear stander may have been wounded more than once as a child or as a teenager by someone they love or by a stranger. So we pray through this teaching that you will guide them to be able to forgive one or more persons of the offenses where they have been wounded, where they've been hurt by their husband or wife or others, by actions or by their words. Lord, reveal to this child all the people that they may be holding grudges down deep in their heart. Lord, open their spiritual eyes and ears and heart to hear your words and bring to remembrance anyone, Father, that they may have never forgiven, be it a pastor, a co-worker, a parent, or their beloved husband or wife. Lord, may they receive the freedom, yes, freedom, there is in forgiving others. Lord, speak so loudly that they will know your will and your way, as forgiveness is so mandatory in a Christian life. I pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to tackle the subject of forgiveness as Bob and I read in our email and letters the unforgiveness that so many people are struggling with. Are you feeling anger, unforgiveness, and hopelessness each day? Are you having a difficult time forgiving someone in your life? Now, may I make it more personal? Are you having trouble forgiving your husband or wife who has chosen to leave you, your marriage, and possibly your children to get on with their life? Let's see what the Bible says about forgiving others. First, let me share the meaning of forgive from the American College Dictionary, which says, to grant free pardon for or remission of an offense or a debt, etc. A pardon, to grant free pardon to a person, to cease to feel resentment against, to forgive one's enemies. Whoa, I love reading definitions of words. This is what forgiveness really means. Will you allow the Holy Spirit to reveal how to apply this to your own life right now? Do you understand why I've been so convicted to teach on forgiveness? We need to understand. We need to pardon. We need to cease to feel resentment against somebody. And that probably, more than likely, is your spouse or another person. Do you know the Lord's Prayer? A foolish question, right? But how many times have you prayed it? I pray it at least once or twice a day, if not more. But that's another teaching. Let me read the Lord's Prayer from Matthew chapter 6 in verses 9 through 15. Now I want to have you listen to the words where we ask the Lord to forgive us of our debts. Other Bible translations say trespasses. This is Jesus talking. And he starts in verse 9 saying, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But, verse 15, now you need to listen, but if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Wow. I could teach forgiveness just on this one scripture. You may be driving in a car and you cannot write down all these scriptures, but I hope you will go home and look up in your Bible, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 15, and read them over and over again and meditate on some of these scriptures. I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures today, and you need to study them. You need to read on them. You need to ponder on them. You need to meditate on them, because the Lord has a message for you to have freedom and victory in your life.